We've now arrived at the disused Wingate Quarry and are greeted by some impressive exposures of buff-coloured rock in the old quarry faces, some of which are over 10 metres high. These are the same rock formations that we have seen earlier on the walk, but here displayed to near their maximum thickness. Again, we can see conspicuous layering in these rocks. This is the Magnesian limestone. These rock strata form the solid bedrock which underlies much of southeast County Durham. So how were these rocks laid down? By examining these rocks in detail, we can gain clues as to their formation, giving us a fascinating insight into the scenery and landscape of County Durham over 240 million years ago. The massive coal swamps had been and gone, and the once tropical rainforest climate was now replaced with something far more hostile. County Durham sat amid vast arid plains in a land of deserts and low rainfall, and far, far from any sea. And it was at this time too that all the Earth's continents were joined into one massive supercontinent. And the part of this supercontinent that was destined to become County Durham sat at around latitude 20 degrees north, right in the middle of the desert belt. Vast desert dune fields built up as the roaring southeasterly trade winds relentlessly piled the desert sands into mounds. But as time went by, eventually the climate then began to get wetter again, as rainfall increased and a shallow inland sea began to encroach across our region from the east, inundating our desert sand dunes that now formed the fringes to the western coastline of this shallow sea. This sea had much in common with the present-day Dead Sea, in being landlocked, shallow, and formed under an arid climate, resulting in a higher-than-normal salinity. Initially, County Durham was on the very edge of this Zechstein Sea, as it is known, where its bottom muds are now preserved as the rock formation known as the Marl's Slate. This shallow, salty sea supported a range of newly evolving fish species, and their remains became preserved in the stagnant bottom muds. Today, the Marl's Slate yields many well-preserved fish fossils, and it now has worldwide recognition in being able to provide such excellent detail in the fish remains that the evolutionary development of these species can be unravelled. As the climate then got progressively wetter, the Zechstein Sea enlarged and began to cover a greater area of County Durham. In this more extensive sea, shelly creatures developed, and their remains became preserved as beds of limestone. But under the hot, arid climate, the seawater suffered extensive evaporation, resulting in much higher salinity, and causing the formation of dolomite, a mineral containing calcium and magnesium carbonate. This dolomite was incorporated into the limestone and resulted in the formation of the Magnesian limestone. This sea then underwent phases of evaporation and replenishment as the climate swung between arid and wetter. The shoreline of this tropical Zechstein Sea sat squarely within the boundaries of County Durham, and just offshore a fringing barrier reef developed. Rather than a coral reef, this one was built of organisms, something like sponges, called bryozoans. The bryozoan colonies acted as a refuge for many shelly creatures, which lived in the safety of the reef. On the shoreward side of the reef, the shallow lagoons collected lime muds and shelly debris, which formed the rocks that now make up those in front of us here at Wingate Quarry. Further afield, the reef crest and its fossils is now preserved as a series of hills in the Sunderland area, such as Tunstall Hill and Humbledon Hill, and further south at Beacon Hill and Blackhall Rocks. On the seaward side of the reef, deeper water lime muds were laid down and are now preserved as the rocks of the Marsden area. And at Roker Beach, interesting chemical reactions within the dolomitic limestones has resulted in the development of strange spherical concretions and the formation of the cannonball rocks. So, in County Durham, we have uniquely preserved the anatomy of a 240-million-year-old shoreline, the fringing barrier reef, and the deeper offshore basin altogether. Not surprisingly, this series of rocks is thus not only of local interest, but also of international significance. They form a vital part of the region's geological heritage and the nation's. It is our duty to preserve these unique examples for future enjoyment and to champion them.